Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Tees. Watch this right now.
Darn tootin'.
Johnny Cash. You'll get it in a second.
You did Man on Fire, right?
Yep.
I fell into a man who was on fire.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, Andy?
My head's cold.
Well, take this.
What's this?
It's our Black Sunday Cool Beanie.
Wow, it's super soft.
I know, right?
And what's this on the front?
That's a customizable leatherette patch.
Wait, are you telling me I can order these black beanies from Sunday Cool and put my own logo or design on this patch?
You sure can. If you're a Ninjas or Butterflies listener, you can get them for only $9.99 each.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
You can say that again. So go to sundaycool.com/promo and order your group's custom merch today.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, Andy?
Thanks for being my friend.
All right. Let's get back to the show.
By the way, can I brag for a second? Is it weird to brag about celebrity fans that we have?
No. Who?
Tyler Larson, shout out. Washington Commanders. O-line, baby.
O-line,
O-line,
baby.
The Washington Commanders, Tyler Larson. I'm going to get him on my fantasy. You can't even get O-line people on your fantasy. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure it out.
What's an O-line?
Offensive line.
What's an O-line?
What's an O-line?
Here's your...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. What time did you get to bed last night? Why are you so tired? Your kids sleeping?
11:30.
Did your kids sleep the night after we babysit him?
Yeah.
They sleep good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told really Josh good. We tried really hard to wear them out. They had fun.
Aw, they did have fun.
And it's sad that they will never remember it, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. I was looking at a video of Steve from Blue's Clues. He was doing one of those, like, talk to me. And he was just, like, kind of, like, looking at you. Aww. And it was just kind of weird. It was, like, it was kind of awkward at first. But, like, looking, it's kind of strange looking into the eyes of someone who also looked into your eyes as a kid.
Mm.
Weird, right? Like, how much has changed since then?
A lot has changed.
A lot has changed. The world Steve has a different. Beard now. He's bald.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my dad.
No.
I'm confused.
No, Steve from Blue's Clues.
That was, oh.
You had a Steve at home.
Huh?
You didn't even have to have Steve from Blue's Clues. You had Steve at home.
I didn't watch Blue's Clues.
Yeah. I know. That's because your mom was like, we have a Steve at home.
We have a Blue's Clues at home. Blue's Clues at home. Steve Hooper.
Mm-hmm. What has he got? What kind of water is that?
Fresh.
Where'd you get it?
In the gutter.
In the gutter?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's illegal. You can't collect rainwater, though.
Why?
You know, right? It's illegal.
Not in Florida. No, it isn't.
It is. They just passed it.
Why?
It is in Oregon.
Why?
Yeah, those people don't even gas their own pumps, though, so.
Why in Oregon?
Pump their own gas, I mean.
Man, they don't even gas their own pumps.
They're like eco-friendly, but you can't collect rainwater?
Yeah, well, if they can tax you, they want to tax you.
It depletes the aquifers.
Yeah.
To collect rainwater?
I don't think it's like, it's one of those things, like, I don't know how much it's really enforced. I think it's probably like, if you're doing like mass amounts, like crazy amounts, and you're probably like, these people are trying to bottle their own water and sell it.
That's illegal.
Except you can't do that.
You shouldn't drink your own rainwater.
Lock them up.
Why not?
Worms.
What are you talking about? Worms don't fall from the sky. They come from the ground, Lily.
Whoa,
what was happening?
Wake up. Wake up.
What do you do if you have to do something, like if you had a meeting or something, or if you had to give a speech, what was the, and you were so tired, what's the one thing you had, you knew you would do to wake yourself up? Cold water? Run a lap?
Yeah, probably cold water. Just like, no, I don't want to be something. Film this in the morning.
Hey, 10:30.
Not used to that.
It's okay, though.
You know what it is? Huh. I ran out of my sleeping gummies, and I took a Benadryl.
What are your sleeping gummies?
Are you serious?
What?
You took a Benadryl to go to sleep?
Yeah.
You're self-medicating, dude?
Why is that weird?
That's just, it's so bad for you.
No, it's not.
It is. Benadryl.
I mean, taking Benadryl without having symptoms. Right, yeah, it's not the most normal thing in the world.
Diphenhydramine. That's the...
What's her face?
Just advocating. Just take drugs, guys. It's not a big deal. If you don't have symptoms, it's fine.
Ada's pediatrician told me that they're starting to phase Benadryl out because of all the adverse side effects, and they're going to start recommending like Zyrtec and Claritin and all that stuff instead.
Oh.
Because Benadryl has so many potential adverse side effects.
Well, that's like being sleepy today. Hey,
don't cover that. Don't show that label on camera.
This is nothing.
No free ads. No free ads.
Don't even look at what's in my hand.
You should drink that earlier. That's what it got you ready.
I know.
The first thing.
I know.
If it works, though.
People are going to be suspicious of that. Mm. We'll talk about that in a later episode.
It's a
hopefully
2 hour energy.
2 hour, because I can't afford the 5 hour.
song.
What are we thinking? What are we thinking, boys?
Oh man, I'm thinking we could do, I don't know. Oh, that was kind of just like a little boom, 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 boom.
I forgot to move my chair.
Remind me of like Walk the Line. Have you seen the Walk the Line, the movie? Like what with Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon?
I thought that was with The Rock.
No, that was Walk the Rock.
Oh, Walk the Rock.
Yeah.
Not Walk the Walk.
No, that was The Rock with Sean Connery.
Walk the Walk.
Sean Connery.
Yes.
Walk the Walk was a Japanese kung fu movie.
And there's also a Chinese restaurant called Walk and Roll.
Ayo.
Right down the street.
We ready?
Yeah, let's go for something.
That's what I say when I push Dwayne Johnson down a hill. Walk and Roll. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, I don't know.
I liked it.
All right, here we go. Probably have to boost that. There we go. Well, I walked into the crazy street where the secrets and oddities do meet. From the moon landing to Area 51.
And it makes me wonder from time to time. So I wrote it all down and made a rhyme. The world's a riddle. Ain't that fun? Yeah, this world is a mystery, full of question marks and lines, conspiracies and obscurities beneath the blinking signs. Ninjas are butterflies, we're the show that intertwines in this cryptic, wild, and curious world where every answer shines.
I wandered into a desert town, full of truth of the upside down, where I found a man sitting there with a tinfoil hat.
Walked up to him, looked him square in the eye. My life is a mess, and I asked him why. He took a deep, long breath, told me that.
Yeah, this world is a funny place, full of secrets in the haze, conundrums and paradoxes in this grand cosmic maze. Ninjas are butterflies in our own peculiar ways, in this messed up and crazy world where oddities amaze. It was something wasn't it?
When I saw Bigfoot and he punched me there, and I said, ouch.
Yep. My brain is just like...
That was good.
That was really good.
That sounded really fun.
That was a nice little deep little roll.
Don't ever let me try to hold the guitar up and play like that. That was so hard. I was like, my hand's cramping in a way I've never felt.
Dude, can I be honest for a second?
Yeah.
I am not musically talented, but I am trying to learn the harmonica, okay? And it is super fun.
Please be serious.
I am learning that. So that hopefully that will make a debut.
By this time next year, you have to know how to play the harmonica.
At least a couple songs, for sure.
Yeah.
But last night, I had our youth pastor call us, and he's like, hey, I really need your help. We need somebody to work the djembe, like to work the drum. And I said, I did drums in high school, but I'm like, he needed somebody. So I said, I'll do it. And I showed up, and it was literally just a worship night where they just play like songs. That's it.
Yep.
And they just stand like it's just, and dude, I sat there and it was one of those things where you know what you want to play in your head and how you want it to sound. But it does not come off that way at all. And so it was no joke. One of those things where in the middle of it, you're like, I have to commit because we have three songs left.
Oh,
like,
no.
But I know this is so bad. And I'm doing terribly. And my hand even started like my wrist.
It's a painful instrument.
The djembe, that's the box drum thing?
With
that's a cajon. This is the round one that you like squeeze between your thighs. And like you have like
like a bongo?
It's like a bass.
Kind of, yeah. It's a tall one.
It's got an open end, so it has like a round bassy sound.
I see.
Yeah, so it was off. It was, I was, I asked him I was like, how good? Like 1 out of 10. And he said, the worship pastor, he's like, 4.
Like, so probably a 1.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he's one of very nice guys. So it was like, yeah, it was definitely like negatives.
That's so funny.
That's so funny.
But everyone be quiet, please.
Johnny Dolls.
Oh, good.
Please be quiet. Because this is a very, no, stop. It's just, no, stop. Please. This question was sent in by a viewer.
Was it really?
This was sent in by a viewer.
Okay.
And it's something.
Oh, this is hard for you.
Today's question, sent in by a viewer. Mm-hmm. Should women be allowed to drive?
What?
That's something I've actually never thought about.
Yeah.
Because I always just assumed it should be allowed to because everyone should. Once again, I think Lily should answer this first because she's the, you know, she is the token woman.
Mm. The token woman?
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lily, should women be allowed to drive?
Absolutely. They should.
Oof.
What shouldn't they be allowed to do? That's actually a better question, too.
Well, I actually didn't finish the question.
What? There's more to it?
The question, yeah.
There's a follow-up.
There's a line underneath it. It was, should women be allowed to drive a dagger into the backs of men?
No, of course not. Immediately, no. What?
Wait, hold on.
No.
So.
No, you would, I mean, you wouldn't.
No, would never.
Okay, I mean, you obviously. No.
This is interesting.
But she.
So Lily wants to drive daggers into the backs of men?
That's what I heard.
Oh my goodness, welcome to the show.
Lily.
Butterfly. The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
most beautiful creatures.
Empty your mind.
You learn martial arts. Ninja Nata!
Oh,
ow!
I've been stabbed.
All of the man's humanity.
Ouch!
That really hurt, Will. That's really like insensitive. I can't believe it.
I didn't mean that.
After all men have done for this country.
That was actually really sent in by a viewer.
Oh, really?
Not the dagger part. Hold on. I gotta shout these guys out.
You gotta tell them that
it's the funniest thing. It's in the Ninjas Instagram, and it's Thomas and Scott, and they named the group Sensei Josh's Dojo, and it started off with them literally just saying, "Good night, Josh." And they both of them would say, "Good night, Josh." And I say, "Good night, boys." And it just kept on going. It's just like, "Good night, Josh." And then they started asking me advice. Like one of them, he was talking about how he got a motorcycle. So he's like, "Hey, he got a motorcycle so he could try to impress the ladies." But it was like the day he got it, a woman hit him in her car.
His motorcycle?
Yeah, not bad. And so they say, "Can you please ask, should women be allowed to drive?" So shout out to Thomas and Scott, my boys.
But that's you didn't tell the rest of the story. That's now his wife.
Yep.
The person who hit him.
Oh.
Yep.
Yep.
So they are married now with 3 kids. Congratulations.
This happened last week.
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty quick. Pretty quick.
Also want to shout out Abigail and David Moon. Their family listens to us every Friday on their, they like go on a drive. What do they do? They like, I forget. I'm sorry. My brain. No, it's good. Like,
they help,
at a rehab center, like 40 minutes away from their house.
They run a Celebrate Recovery ministry and the kids help a lot, is my understanding.
Yeah.
Abigail and David, you're legends.
That's awesome.
Legends. That's perfect. And the legend of the moons was way hardcore. My brain, it's at like a 40%.
All right, update us as it increases throughout the pod. We need to get to 100. Yeah, it's like end of the episode. It's like 32. Dude,
I want to go back to random instruments. Dream instrument, if all of us could learn it and master it, because I think it'd be the funniest thing to bust out, is the recorder.
Yeah.
Because everybody has one. Can you imagine being at someone's house and then just being able to rip on that thing?
Have a collapsible one. Just pull it out of your pocket and go.
I have mastered the Irish flute.
Let's hear it.
Should I?
I mean, yeah, I mean, you have to now.
Start with a good, like, me.
Boo, 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 boo.
What's happening?
Dude, I just got transported.
Pretty good, right?
That was amazing. The feels of Ireland?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Am I wearing a kilt?
That's where I was.
Yeah. So I've just been dabbling with it here and there.
On the road.
But yeah. See, can you imagine, traveling, though, if you pick that up and then actually just
lose like, all the way? Okay, you and the harmonica, I'll learn that.
And I'll learn the recorder.
What am I doing?
You
clapping. Tambourine!
No.
If you guys could master one instrument, what would it be? Like perfection, like the best in the world.
I would do the fiddle.
The fiddle.
Or,
they say the violin's the hardest instrument to learn, like statistically.
They also say that the cello is the closest to a human voice.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Cello to that.
I'm a cello.
Cello.
Your Gammy plays the harp.
Really?
No, she does. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What would you, did you actually give an answer, real answer?
Yeah, the fiddle.
The fiddle. Okay. All right. Because you kept talking afterwards. I didn't know.
Or if banjo.
Banjo, dude. I've heard that one's pretty hard too. Sick. Steve Martin can play that thing like no other.
Yeah. It's
crazy. What about you?
Cello. Or violin. That would be cool. I think they're so beautiful. Or the flute.
45%.
45%? Hey, nice.
I go drums.
Drums.
You can kind of play them, though.
I can play them, but like to master the drums. Like I have my few drum beats that I spread through stuff.
Yeah.
When I used to play at churches, worship leaders would be like, you did the same fill every time. I'm like, I know. I have one fill.
It'd be dope to play the piano really good too.
That's the most. Dude,
you just go down to like the any most mall impressive and thing. Just like,
dude,
to the mall.
That's I'm just thinking like any place with a piano.
Dude, do you see these videos of like people playing piano and opera singers coming in? It's like,
I saw that one.
I wish you would do that, but it would just sound just like that. But it's like some guy's like a world class artist. You're just like, dude, come on, please stop.
I think that would drive me insane. Like if I was at the restaurant just like on a date and then that started happening, I'm like, I'll get back to my point.
It depends on how good it was.
Yeah, the French cafe one that you showed me last night, I was really like,
that was super cool. I'll have to show you guys that later.
So good.
Just going crazy on the piano?
Yeah, he was playing what's the
didgeridoo?
It's like
oboe.
Oboe. Yeah, I think it's an oboe.
Oh,
yeah.
You're
it's kind of like
yeah, the
big
one that
clarinet.
Has the yeah, sure. Yeah. Oboe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oboe.
I had a roommate in college that played the oboe.
I had a youth in Joplin that played the oboe. She had oboe lessons like in a shed. Like there's like this like music teacher that like rented out like they had like classes, but he was like in a shed and that's like this world class studio.
I think you're thinking of a hobo.
Oh. What did I say?
You said oboe.
Oh no.
Did you guys see that video of the whale taking out that kite surfer?
Dude, I saved it just in case no one watched it.
You did it?
Not going to be my reel today.
Oh, did you say that? Yeah. Did you see there's two angles of it?
No, I saw one.
You saw his, right?
Yeah.
His angle?
Yeah.
Someone was like literally filming from like their hotel room.
Dude.
Hold on.
Wait, I don't think people understand the velocity that would hit you.
Like
just the mass and the density, like it would be like hitting.
It would be the scariest thing ever.
A brick wall. Exactly. It would be insane.
The clip I saw, he's under it.
Yeah.
So like he'll float up, but it's going to drag you down for a second.
And that probably caved in his chest.
This is from like look at how far back it is.
Oh, wow. You see him? Yeah.
Watch this.
Here it comes. Having a great time. Hey, guys. Man, watch I really love
windsurfing.
Go ahead and send that.
Man, I love windsurfing.
Man, this is really fun.
What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
But you know that I did it for like sport, for like a game. That whale.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Get him, guy. Okay, guys, get him. Get him. Dag, you're it. I dare you. I dare you to the kite surfer up there, dude.
What do you think that's what whales sound like?
It is deep down. Hey, guys. I hope so. We're going to find out next year.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's what would be the funniest voice? So they're British.
I do declare. I'm hungry for some krill. For some krill.
Speaking of whales, though, did you hear that recent video? These scientists that like study vocalization or whatever in animals and stuff.
Okay.
They put out a thing what T-Rexes actually sounded like.
Ooh. Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Is this real? It's not going to be like, I'm a T-Rex.
No. It's real.
I've seen those.
And we all know like the Jurassic Park T-Rex, what they sound like, yeah. Right?
Well, go for it. Yeah. Show me.
That's pretty good.
I literally felt like I was Jeff Goldblum. 39%. Oh, 30. He's dying. It's falling, guys.
28.
Life support.
This T-Rex is scarier.
Okay. Yeah.
Never like scratched my throat.
Ouchie. Ugh.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh no.
Wait, there's an even scarier one.
Dude.
Hold on, listen to this one.
Bro? Oh.
Could you imagine hearing that at night?
Dude, that's so scary.
That has ignited like something primal in me.
Wait, listen.
Stop.
That sounds like Godzilla.
Yes.
Bro. Okay. That sounds like a Christopher Nolan trailer.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, way more terrifying than the Jurassic Park one.
Totally. The first one wasn't as scary. It sounded like a cow getting an exorcism or something. Like, yes. But that, dude, that's the gurgle, the rumble.
Just hearing that in the distance. Dude,
it sounds like it sounds like literally those movie, those risers, those sound effects that they drop.
Thank you, God, for getting rid of them.
Thank you.
I want to know how they predict that, though, because like they're saying T-Rexes are like, they were hollow boned. Have you seen that stuff?
Yeah, like they're like birds.
Their skeletons are so incomplete, and birds typically have a higher register because of like the density. You can't like entrap sound and boom.
Have you heard the theory that they had wings? Mm-hmm. That's why their arms are like this.
What?
Because, interesting.
Like, they're like wings.
Dude, flying T-Rex, nightmare.
And that they're potentially
dragons.
Covered in feathers,
yep.
too.
Yep.
Dragons.
Yep.
Or a dragon.
Ooh.
Where'd he go? Oh.
That was the most dead moment we've had on the planet.
I know.
My imagination.
I was just seeing a dragon flying through the air.
I literally was like on another planet.
Everybody just like looked down at their like, you know, stereo in their car. They're like, pause.
47.
47?
Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Speaking of T-Rexes having wings.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the thing where there's this documentary that came out and it was all about unrelated identical twins? What?
Unrelated identical
so
twins. Okay. I solved it.
What?
Frozen embryos. Adopted.
No, these are like old people though.
Oh.
But they're like, they like brought in like 10 or so people that literally looked identical twins, but they're not related at all.
Doppelganger.
And have they done the ancestry stuff on them?
I didn't
DNA
get that
testing?
Far into it.
That's
interesting. They're doing like the face scanning and like their faces would like match up like 90%.
Uh huh.
But they also said it's estimated that with every face, there are 7 matches in the world.
Wow.
Come on.
There's like 7 or 6 of you in the world that look like you.
Yeah, one of them works at Publix.
So we're not even unique.
No.
Apparently not.
Aww. That's wild. So like that would be so trippy seeing someone exactly the exact same look, like a mirror.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so terrifying.
I guess it kind of makes sense, though, because of, like...
I mean, the odds are it's going to happen.
If we go off of, like, let's just say the beginning of humanity, there's Adam and Eve, and I think there's also other families on Earth.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think Adam and Eve were created first, and they were the focus of carrying on the...
lineage of Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you start off with, let's just say, 100 families... and they start marrying and having kids and stuff, it seems like it would repeat itself.
Yeah.
Like, genealogy.
Eventually, sometime, yeah. It's got to circle back.
Have you seen those, like, celebrities, like Nicolas Cage, how he, like, there's a guy from, like, way back, and it looks just like him?
I know. Yeah. Yeah, like William Shakespeare.
And how Taylor Swift looks like she was the, it was, like, in the 70s or something. She was, like, the
satanic
leader. Ooh, spooky.
Like, it looks a lot like her.
It's creepy.
You should pull up a picture.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, wasn't she like a worship leader? Like she like a for the satanic like church or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, was,
guys,
like,
that
like,
can't be a coincidence. Yeah, no. That can't be a coincidence.
Guys, if you listen to Taylor Swift, all the Swifties out there.
Would you be able to see your doppelganger and be like, I recognize that we are twins?
I think so.
First it'd be like, an attractive guy over there.
What was that? Weird. No, they look different. She's giving me what's her face. She also looks kind of like Margot Robbie.
Mm. Mm. I have a hot take on twins. Like, what is it? It's fraternal and what?
Identical.
Identical. Identical twins, real twins.
Yeah.
Fraternal, I believe that word is just made up. All right. I think it's you switched up babies.
No.
It's either your twin, an identical twin, or there's nothing else.
You know physiologically how it works, right?
I know how it works, but it's still like, come on. If you're not a twin that doesn't look like each other, and just then don't call yourself a twin. You're not a twin.
We're just close brothers.
Either you're just really close brothers and sisters, or you got mixed up at the hospital. I'm sorry to say.
Mm.
Yeah, that's my take.
Okay.
That is a hot take.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Did I ever tell you guys I was supposed to be a twin?
Really?
Yeah, there's like a whole other thing in my mom, and apparently I won for nutrients.
So. Yeah, you ate it.
You ate your brother?
Alpha from day one.
Mm.
Wow.
Alpha male.
I don't know if that's an alpha. If you take out like a 3-ounce fetus, I don't know.
I was only 2 ounces when it happened.
It's weird.
I just don't think they're real.
Do you have like a deep sense of remorse that follows you at all times?
I have a scar every now and then that pulses.
Brother? Avenge me.
What?
Yo, this is, did you see that hurricane that hit, Acapulco?
Yeah.
Mexico?
Something like that.
It was
recently?
2 days ago?
Oh, wow.
Dude.
That recent.
It broke every record. It was coming towards Mexico at a tropical storm level.
Okay.
And in 24 hours, right off the coast, it went from tropical storm to category 5.
Whoa. In 24 hours?
24 hours.
Dude, that's so scary.
And so, like, no one had time to prepare.
Right.
And I just saw a video today of, like, it was like a high-rise condo thing. Every single window was blown out.
Jeez.
And the dude's just, like, looking over the edge, and it's just, like, leveled.
Bro, that's crazy. I had no idea.
Forgive my ignorance, but I know they have storms over there, but is it as frequent, like, as
no.
our... Okay.
They said a hurricane has never hit this part of Mexico.
Oh, my gosh.
So they probably weren't hurricane glassed and all of that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the chaos that would happen
in
Florida if that happened? 24 hours, Cat 5 notice. That would be crazy.
Bro, you know there would still be people camping out in their homes.
Well, you can't. With 24 hours, you can't leave.
I think it may have been 48-hour warning or something. It was either 24 or 48 hours.
Still, though. I'm just hypothetical. 24 hours, that like the highways would be... packed, there'd be wrecks, people would be going nuts.
Yeah, so the storm went from being 50 miles an hour to 165 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane.
Can you imagine the seashells though?
That's in
just
there in the
probably
middle.
Is a lot of crazy stuff that got washed
beach.
Up.
Some
yeah.
megalodon teeth.
Yeah.
Oh man. But yeah, be praying for the people there because I'm
certainly
their town got wrecked.
Yeah, I wish their town wasn't so fun to say.
Acapulco?
Al Capone.
Al Capone.
That's what it's called, Al Capone.
I'm Al Capone.
I'm Al Capone.
Yeah.
That's scary, dude. Hurricanes. We're almost out of hurricane season, right?
there's one working its way.
Yeah, I think
direction.
It's like November isn't usually the
I think it's cutoff. October is the end of it, right? End of October.
If Andrew wasn't a podcast editor, he would be a meteorologist.
Yeah, but like a
it's every surfer.
But he would be like a
but 2 weeks in advance, like doom and gloom stuff.
Oh, I know.
Because Andrew only likes to update us whenever it's like, hey, we're gonna die in 2 weeks, guys. And I'm like, I'm just putting my hand in the
everybody
sand and ignoring
thinks,
it.
Everybody thinks I'm talking hurricanes because I'm like inciting panic. I'm trying to incite stoke. I'm like, there's a storm coming. We might get a day off work and the waves might be up.
I hate hurricanes.
November 30th is the end of hurricane season.
Still got a whole month.
Hey, bring it on.
Why do you hate hurricanes? I love them. There's like an excitement in the air.
It's just from that one.
Irma.
Yeah, Irma.
Yeah, when we had no power for 2 weeks.
Yeah, more the aftermath.
Irma. I've had some sketchy hurricane stuff happen. I went to check the surf, and it was way too blown out, and a thunderstorm started rolling in. So I, like, start running back to my house. I lived a block off the beach. And as I'm running, I hear that, like, that train sound.
Oh,
and I
no.
turn around, and there's a water spout coming off the water straight at me. Literally had to, like, jump into a hotel, like, stairway and, like, wait as that thing spiraled out.
Will it suck you up?
Water spouts, I mean, it can. They're just small tornadoes, but they're not, it's not nearly like a Midwest type thing, but yeah, it's still crazy.
That sounded like that question, are bonita fish big?
What is that?
You could say bonita fish are big.
From Step Brothers.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. You could say bonita fish are
Super
big.
Super Chef Bobby Flay.
Speaking of hurricanes and fish, though, the IRS and taxes.
What about them?
I saw a video.
Down with the IRS. Boo.
Dude, this video was from the early 2000s.
Okay.
And they were all ex or past employed workers for the IRS. So two of them were agents. One of them worked for the IRS, not an agent. And they all said, they all left because they figured out federal income tax is non-constitutional. And it's actually, there wasn't a law put in place. So they're like, people are just paying federal income tax when they don't have to.
Unlawfully.
Yeah. So they're collecting taxes unlawfully. And so they quit. And someone put out a thing. They said, if you can find the law that says you have to pay federal income tax, we'll give you $50,000. And that's how the one IRS agent found it. Or they're like, she's like, okay, yeah, I work for the IRS. I'm going to find it and make $50,000. And she's like, there's no law.
What do you mean there's no law? We have to pay federal tax.
She even said upwards of 60 million people in the U.S. in the early 2000s were not paying federal income taxes. And then one guy, I saw another video, one guy that was highlighted on this, he's like, yeah, I'm not paying taxes on that. And he was brought to court, and they're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
We don't have a law. And so they couldn't charge him with anything.
What? This doesn't make sense. Don't people go to jail for this stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
But then, this is where I think the conspiracy stuff comes in.
Yeah.
I think they're collecting it illegally. And I think a couple of years ago, because this thing got brought up again, probably like 3 years ago, someone put out a reward. If you can prove that the IRS, it's illegal for them to collect federal income tax, we'll pay $300,000.
Is it proven that it's legal?
That it's constitutional, that it's the law.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And no one could, but then the IRS came out and said, actually, no, here, in this section, section 3 of this article, it says that it is you have to pay it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think they just wrote that
it
down.
In. They wrote it in.
So that's I'm not paying taxes anymore.
Long story short.
I don't know. I kind of want to look into it.
That's such a wild thing. When did federal income tax like start? When did that happen?
Because
it hasn't been around for 100 years. It's been around since like
it was
the 50s or 60s.
The Rothschilds.
The Rothschilds?
I think there's some conspiracy with the Titanic in taxes.
February 3rd, 1913.
1913. Okay.
When was the Titanic?
Off. Literally way off. 12.
12.
1912?
Yep.
Yes.
Look at me.
Dude, that's really good.
Look at me.
Because the story goes, I forget who was on the Titanic. I think we may have talked about this. I don't know.
A little bit.
But there was someone on the Titanic that was a politician or whatever that were very opposed to the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Like, so collecting taxes for the Federal Reserve and stuff. And the Rothschilds and somebody else, another family, yeah, were pro.
What's the big guy?
Rothschild.
No, Rothschild and the Vanderbilts?
And the Rockefeller.
That's what it was, yeah. I think we talked about him. Yeah.
They were supposed to be on the Titanic, and they decided not to get on last minute.
Because they got a tip.
And then these guys that were very opposed to the Federal Reserve died in the Titanic. A year later, federal income tax and the Federal Reserve was established.
It's actually kind of like the opposite of kind of our guiding principles for this country, right?
So explain that.
Like,
I'm at like a 42.
We're at like
backwards.
We're mad about taxes. No taxation without representation.
Oh yeah, our founding fathers were like very opposed to taxes.
Okay.
High taxes.
Yeah.
Or representation, which was a genuine question.
Huh?
Is it they're opposed to taxes or representation?
They would say no taxation without representation.
That means that's what is different. That? It makes no sense to me. I don't understand. Any of that.
What I represent that you need to pay me taxes. Nope, you got us there.
Well, you are representing yourself, so.
But that's where, like, the issues with, like, lobbying and people who are involved in profits from the legislation they're passing, that's where all that becomes an issue. Because we're not being represented because there aren't working class people in government passing the laws about taxes. So they don't feel the pains we feel.
Sure there is. There's, like, tons of like 80-year-old billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I relate to that.
Really, really hard.
That represents me.
Jobs.
I've been, last week I was talking to my buddy about this, and I won't say his name because I don't want him to get in trouble for his thoughts.
Say
I can't.
It. Anthony Russo from Bible is Funny. But anytime we have to name somebody that's for bad, we'll just say it's Anthony.
But he works for a company that is contracted by the U.S. government
to build.
I can't say it. I don't want to say that. I don't want to get him. He builds stuff.
Builds?
Really cool stuff.
Exactly.
Anyways, he's saying it's such a rigged system. He's like, so we're paid by the government, but yet the government is taxing their own employees. He says, then every nut, every bolt, every tool, the government buys it and then taxes themselves. So he's like, they're just collecting taxes.
Double dip.
And he's like, it's a rigged system.
Yeah.
I said, yes.
The house always wins.
Yeah.
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 Is the U.S. government Vegas?
Should we rise up? Wait, no. Listen. Down with... Wait, no, no.
Taxes are such a bummer.
Dude, they are. It's just a lot, dude. Because it's just on everything, and it keeps going up, and it just sucks. Like, it's just...
And then why... I know we've joked about it before, but like, when at the end of the year, when you have to do your tax return, it's the pressure of that, of like figuring out how much do I owe, or like, and you have to come up with it. If you're wrong,
that's the funny joke.
You get in trouble.
Yeah, it's like, hey, so you got to pay like your taxes or whatever. Okay, how much? I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
But if you get it wrong, you're going to prison.
That's what it is. Yeah. Like, just tell us.
You have 3 months.
You want to hear my tax solution? I firmly believe in this. Flat rate sales tax.
Yeah, like get rid of
no
income tax.
No weird anything else. It's just a flat rate on anything purchased.
All right, commie.
They wouldn't be able to collect enough. They wouldn't collect enough.
No, they would
unless
just
they upped it to like 40% tax.
Well, what is sales tax right now?
It's 7% like in the state of Florida.
Yeah, they'd have to hike it up quite a bit. But I'm more pro that than.
Yeah. But then you can make your decisions on what you purchase. You can be more wise. Yeah.
Can we all just pool our money together? Like as American people?
One of the.
And just grab like whatever you want. Whenever you need it, just grab whatever you want.
Socialism.
Take care of yourself.
one of the big arguments is how much money we lose because of illegal hiring. And so if they were all paying the flat rate tax on things purchased in the United States, then we'd gain all of that money back.
Interesting.
I think they're collecting more taxes than what they're leading on to.
Probably.
And that's why we're able to pay billions and billions of dollars to certain countries.
Here's the deal, yo. Here's my pipe dream. Okay. And I realize that this is kind of meant to be accomplished by electing the people that you want to represent you. But instead of that, I kind of want to have the ability to checkbox things that I want my taxes to go to, things that I'm interested in funding.
True that. Like police and firemen, so yeah, the garbage.
Like a certain amount of our taxes could be attributed however we want. So it's like, well, cool.
Exactly.
So it's like,
because like, yeah, think about, so like, you know, what's happening in the House right now where we're having all this trouble electing a speaker.
We just got one.
Oh, we did? Oh, yeah. Okay. So I haven't listened
seems
to
seems like
full
a pretty stand-up NPR guy.
Bluetooth or what?
Mm-hmm.
There was.
But anyway, when we have those issues, you know, it's because they put all this petitioning and legislation up in addition to it. So when they can't settle on something, it might be over some clause in some document about, you know, saving fish that are going extinct in the country of Portugal. And it's like, that's so dumb. Mm-hmm. Why are we focused on that?
Yeah. Did you guys hear about the property tax and homeschool thing they tried to do in like the early 2000s? So like property tax pays for public education. And so like if you opt out of public education and want to just privately, you know, either private school or homeschool, then you wouldn't have to pay property taxes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it got shot down so dang fast.
Mm. I'm sure everyone listening right now loves hearing about taxes. This is like, but this is like a conversation that we have 100 cameras off.
Yeah,
all the kids are
taxes
like,
are dumb.
I hate taxes. I think they're getting a little bit of it. Indication of where we lean politically, though, with all this conversation, though.
I'm leaning in no direction, really.
You said I was a socialist? Is that what you guys said? I'm that. That's where I'm at right now. I think that sounds
take
good.
It back, take it back, take it back.
No, because I love social media, so I'm a socialist.
Like, I love being social.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I'm just a socialist, guys. I love going to parties.
We're not socialists.
I love going to socialist parties.
Oh.
But yeah. But speaking of taxes,
what?
We are not going anywhere!
I gotta pee.
Andy!
Yes?
Taxes are terrible, but you know what's not terrible?
Oh, please tell me.
Sunday Cool Tees, where we print the coolest custom t-shirts in all the land.
I've heard of that place.
Yes, unfortunately, you do still have to pay taxes on those, I think, and depending on your state. But, unless you're a nonprofit, but, we have the coolest inks in the whole world.
You're telling me I heard you have an iridescent ink. Is that true?
Yes, an iridescent ink. It is an ink that glimmers and shines like the sun when you move your body.
I've heard rumors of this iridescent ink. It reflects multiple colors as it changes, like as you shift and the colors reflect off of it. It's beautiful.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
So you should go to sundaycool.com, order t-shirts for your company, your group, whatever, and try maybe the iridescent ink for an extra special shimmer.
Yes!
Yes!
Okay.
Went up to what, 50?
53.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You're at 53?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Bordering 58.
Ooh. That's a 5-point jump.
Mm-hmm. My brain is working way better doing a morning pod.
Does it?
Yep.
I think it was the Benadryl.
Ooh.
Just made me super groggy.
Yeah. Is it groggy or droggy?
I always say groggy.
I think I've said droggy before, and I'm like, that's not right.
Druggy.
Makes me druggy. Super druggy.
Dragging and groggy combined.
Ah, droggy.
Makes me super groggy.
Groggy.
Yeah, Benadryl is the same exact thing as ZQL, though. It's the exact same ingredient.
Really?
Yep. Diphenhydramine.
Diphenhydramine.
Lily just passed out.
Did you hear that? That sounded like a gunshot. No.
Don't say that.
Too quiet for that.
That sounded like a gunshot.
Wasn't loud enough.
Lee, bro, don't shoot me. Please.
Andy.
Don't.
No, I don't want to hit the glass.
It won't do anything.
You don't think so?
No.
Ow. Should have caught it.
Ouchies. Who's that?
I have no idea.
Oh, good thing.
Come on, Lil.
Come on, Lily.
Let me stop.
This is the shooter.
I said they're not worth it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Careful.
Is it okay?
Do you ever get that way when someone doesn't text you back?
That's our outro.
Not really.
No?
No.
Why are you saying because Josh doesn't text you back?
No, I'm just curious because I feel like I've gotten to the point where it's like, I mean, if people don't text back, it's like,
Yeah.
I'm not going to think about
that. Unless it was like something like really serious.
Yeah.
I have no right to feel that way because I never text anybody back.
And I'm really bad about it.
I'm so glad iPhone came out with like the mark as unread. Because what? I always like read it and then like I go back and I mark it as unread, so I go back to it. Because it's like, if you read it, then it's like it's lost. You're gone, dude.
I didn't know iPhone did that.
You have to show me how to do that.
Yeah, you just heart, you swipe over or hold.
Hard swipe.
Hard press. Hard press.
But you know what time it is.
Oh, is it question corner?
It's question corner time.
All righty.
It's question corner, question corner, question corner with Lily. Where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Being as it's the first, what?
I love so it. It's so good.
Being as, shut up. It's the first week of November. I'm going to try to do
talking
like,
your mic.
I'm going to try to do like Thanksgiving themed questions.
Nice.
All month because I love Thanksgiving. So here's my first question, Thanksgiving related, the most obvious one. For Thanksgiving, what dish do you always end up bringing? And which dish do you want to master that you've not yet attempted?
Oof, man. I got to look up some sides. I got to look at that.
I rarely bring a dish. I just bring bread. I'm the bread guy.
Well, yeah, you're also hosting most of the time, too, so you don't have to do a lot of the cooking, which is, thank goodness.
I've never done my own turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You did a duck one time. It was excellent.
Yeah.
You did duck, and you did really good stuffing last year.
Thanks.
So you've mastered stuffing.
Hot take. I can't stand turkey.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to do it right. It's just got to be the right.
It's just so much poultry. Yeah.
What about like a turkey leg?
Love turkey leg. I love dark meat.
So how do we take that flavor and make it the entire turkey?
Butter. Mm.
Is that possible?
You just buy turkey legs.
Yeah,
just buy turkey legs. Get rid of the other. I would love to master. I don't know. What do I always bring? I mean, jalapeno poppers is what I usually bring at Thanksgivings, but that's not really the typical food.
What did
but
you
I feel
do?
Like I've mastered
I think that's
that.
Fine, though.
Last year it was something with bacon, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did something. I can't remember. I did. Man, I would love to master homemade rolls.
Ooh, cool.
Like with the yeast.
Like the yeast
rolls. Good rolls. Not just, I would love to master some good rolls.
I would love to master just bread baking in general.
Yeah.
Have you seen that thing they said, if your friend is starting to bake bread, they're probably depressed?
Yeah.
Check on your bread friends.
Check on your bread friends.
That was COVID for everybody.
Can we just pause for a second, by the way, and recognize I've blinked and it's been a year?
Yeah.
It was just Thanksgiving.
It was.
Except for I was humongous last Thanksgiving.
Because of the baby. Because
I'm pregnant.
Pregnant?
We were all thinking it. I'm so glad you said it. Let's talk about that.
Okay, I'll tell you what I always bring. I always bring cranberry sauce and sweet potato casserole, and nobody eats it.
Because cranberry sauce is like...
I will eat half
if
a
you,
can.
Listen, Lily, if no one's eating it, why do you continue to make it?
It's my toxic trait. I don't know what it is.
And it's my red flag, and I love it.
I love sweet potato casserole, but I'm the only one that eats it.
But you add nuts to it, don't you?
Yeah, I do nuts. I don't do marshmallows.
That's insane. See? That's why sweet potato casseroles are things, because you add marshmallows
to it. They're candied nuts. It's way better than marshmallows.
How about you do both?
No.
Do half and
that's
half.
That's insane.
No!
Oh.
How did... Yeah, I'll just be there, not eating it. It'll still be there.
Be
until
a little
you change.
Introspective right now.
Oh my gosh.
If no one's eating your sweet potato casserole, maybe you gotta change it up.
Oh.
What?
Bullet.
Hey, maybe add a little
How
bit for
a
them.
Bullet?
A little bit for them and a little bit for you. You still add the nuts, but you add the marshmallow. So it's halfway. It's a call to compromise, Lil.
I think if your wife makes it, you need to finish the dish.
He
so
won't absolutely. That's
Andrew,
actually,
can I
you
tell
know
you
what?
He doesn't even put it on his plate.
Bro.
I don't like nuts in my sweet potato casserole.
Hey. You don't like healthy vegetables?
So your preference over nuts matters more than her emotional state.
Yes.
Okay.
She's purposely making food he hates.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of Josh's Thanksgiving plate.
Let's do that.
It's literally like brown and tan.
You do eat, you do
man,
eat what I bring.
Man food?
Yeah.
Man food? What the country was built on?
Listen, who's that NFL commentator? What's his name?
Al Michaels.
He said he has not eaten a single vegetable in his entire life.
And the dude's one of the greatest commentators in sports history. He's the guy that came up with the "Do you believe in miracles?" Like that guy, Miracle on Ice. That guy,
reptilian. There's no way.
No, and the guy interviewing him, he said, like, why not eat, what word did he use?
A carrot.
Yeah, but he said, he's like, why don't you try a like, vegetable that's not as precarious, maybe?
Or intimidating is like the.
Oh, and he said, like a carrot. Tone. And he's like, the carrot is like the most precarious. It's like, you want me to just eat a carrot?
Yeah, but then that was the first time I actually started like looking at Al Michaels. I'm like, maybe he's not doing as great as I thought. Like, you know, like, it's like, wow, maybe.
What is sustaining you?
I mean, he is only 30 years old. He looks 70, so I don't know if that has to do with anything.
I know we moved on, but I want to go back to my Thanksgiving dish that I always bring because it does get eaten up.
Yeah.
Fried rice.
Mm,
every time I go over to someone else's house, rice being at a Thanksgiving thing is like, my family and people of Asian descent only, it seems.
Two Thanksgiving you brought over your...
what are those called?
Spam musubis.
Yeah.
Those are really good. So good.
Those are very good.
You've gotten pretty good at making them, too.
It's like you don't do a fried rice unless you're going out to eat most of the time. So to have it at a Thanksgiving meal is like the greatest treat because... Dude, gravy on fried rice?
Yeah.
Everything mixed with your fried rice is always the addition to every single bite.
It's the binder.
I'm so hungry.
Yes. It's a vehicle.
It binds everything on that plate.
So what's your dessert? What do you gravitate toward? What do you have to have?
Oh, I love a classic pumpkin pie with whipped cream. Love it. Like, I can do...
I am a big pie fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like peanut butter pie.
Ooh,
peanut butter pie.
See, I feel like Thanksgiving does not get enough desserts.
No,
they don't. What's the best Thanksgiving dessert? Name some other ones, I guess.
It's pumpkin pie. My aunt always made pumpkin roll.
Pumpkin roll?
Like the Swiss cake rolls, but pumpkin?
We always had pumpkin and apple pie, but I always lean toward the apple pie. I think that's my favorite.
Lots of cinnamon. You guys do stuff with stuffing.
I love stuffing.
But don't you add like a ton of vegetables in it?
No, I had celery and onions.
Celery is terrible.
What is your face about?
I hate celery.
Not when it's cooked down.
I love stuffing until I moved to Florida. Then all the stuffings I've tasted down here have like a ton of celery.
I do bread, onion, garlic, celery, and sausage.
Yeah, that's a thing I never experienced before, sausage and stuffings, and that's a game changer.
I didn't grow up with
that. Celery's too rough, dude. I can't handle
this. I'll make some for you without celery this year.
You would do that?
I would do that.
Why?
Because your opinion matters on stuff that you don't like.
And you love me.
Yes.
Wow. Are you making celery, or making stuffing again this year?
Yeah, I want to.
You know, it's political.
We're talking about political. We've never been political on this show.
A lot of people want to make stuffing.
My house, my... Stuffing.
What do you mean?
Her dad makes stuffing too.
I just say make it and see really who's gets stuffing. Eaten.
Battle of the stuffs.
Say just make it and see who's gets eaten.
Yeah, we need to.
You didn't make enough last year.
I made a lot. We had like leftovers for like 2 weeks.
What timeline are you guys in?
Huh?
You guys are on literally the complete opposite. She just said we had no leftovers, and you said we had 2 weeks leftovers.
Yeah, we had a ton.
It's fair to rely on his memory in this situation.
63 what?
Energy.
Oh, look at dude, we're climbing, baby.
Is it because we're arguing?
Yep, probably. I'm on the defense.
Anyway, I'm very excited for Thanksgiving this year. We're hosting again. We'll send you guys, but Andrew can't make it.
Yep, going home.
I'm going home, going home, because Andrew has a reel for us. So he's going to show us now. We're going to see it all right now. Andrew has a reel for us. Andrew has.
This is the only week I had a band prepared, and you guys immediately.
And this is the only week. Look in your cup next to you on the thing. I literally have 200.
I used it as trash. I put my bottle in it.
Oh, very good. Nice. That was our perfect. That was it.
Yep.
For next week.
I just
sent it. I just think this is funny. Volume matters a lot.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Please hold. Please hold.
Please hold. Because
I think this dude does a really good job.
Oh, I've seen this.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Pakistan, Pakistan. Today we have to the bordering of Afghanistan. We here have to the Afghani OCC border area. We have to the rocket launcher firing after the people 3,500 Balkans.
35 to Boston. Is that what it sounded like?
So it's the thing was how English sounds to foreigners. And it was a guy, did it say he was from Pakistan?
Yeah, I think so.
It's so funny.
That's incredible. Yeah. Lily, we've talked about this on an episode, the one with Jaren that didn't get recorded. But do you remember hearing about that Italian musician that created a song in Italy in the 70s? And he's like, anything in Italy that sounds American is going to go crazy. It's going to be a number one hit. But he didn't know how to speak English. And
really?
So he just created an Italian song that sounded a lot like English, and it's just gibberish. And so I'm going to see if I can find it. Here it is.
That's so awesome.
Hopefully it doesn't get flagged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hopefully not. But it'll.
But how he's like the.
No. But it's just, he's speaking Italian, but in
no,
American
he's not.
Accent.
No,
he's not saying anything.
No,
they think he was speaking English, and so like, and it became a hit in their country.
That is so funny.
He was just confident.
So this is dangerous territory. But do you guys think you could do Spanish? What Spanish sounds like to you?
Oh, geez. Okay.
No, I don't want to do it because it'll probably come across as
crazy.
It won't come across racist.
It won't.
No,
I guess there's white Spanish people.
I don't know. Wait a minute. And someone's like, Andy just spoke in tongues. Here's what it said.
All right, let's do French now.
You go for it. You're really good at French.
And then German. I have to fake it like you're angry.
Act like you're like sit like you're act, like asking me to go like to have dinner with you.
Oh,
great.
Did you just ask me to go to dinner?
Yeah. Just having a quiet candlelit dinner, just talking like that.
All right, now do Chinese. Just kidding. Don't
nope. Do that. That one may come across racist.
Yeah.
But let's go for it.
Dude, all right, hold on. I got to show you one more. There's this kid who grew up in Asia. I'll show you guys after. I can't find it. It's not where I thought it was. But, yeah, he grew up in Asia, and then literally there's an interview, and you're just like, geez, kid, what are you doing? And then it cuts to him in, like, a classroom, and he's the only white kid. His, like, nickname was Golden Hair because he's the only white kid. But, I mean, sounds as stereotypical as you possibly could.
I love those videos of those white dudes going around in like Chinatown and stuff. And they're like asking the Chinese people or like talking about them like behind their backs. And then he is like so fluent in like Mandarin and like Cantonese.
Yeah. Cause he orders in English first. Like he's like talking in English and like, what do you
always do
have?
That. Whoop!
like they zoom in on the back.
Yeah. But he like learns other languages too.
Dude, it's wild.
Really
man.
Fast.
Yeah. Super cool.
It's funny.
That would be a skill I would love, is like learning languages like it was the easiest thing ever.
Dude, that would be, that'd be nuts. There was a kid that used to get made fun of in school, like because he knew certain languages and he would speak them and he would get made fun of. I'm like, what in the world? Like looking back at it now, it's like, what an insane thing to make fun of somebody for because they spoke several languages. Yes, exactly.
That's literally like Kansas.
What are you talking about?
That's so Kansas.
That's very Kansas, I guess. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you speak multiple languages.
You're an idiot.
That's really dumb.
You're gibberish?
So dumb.
You're making that up. There's only American. And whatever language they speak down at the local Mexican restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
That's about it.
Dude, I found it. Hold on. I got to send it to you guys. And send. Yeah, put the volume on this.
Tyler, how long have you lived in Singapore?
Singapore, 9 years already.
9 years, and then before that?
2 years in China, then some more, got 5 years in the States. In local schools, only blonde person, hard to do anything, always stand out one. China, same thing. They call me Jing.
4 years ago, in America, he would have been canceled. Gone.
That kind of stinks for him, though.
Yeah,
man.
He's just like, he's in America. He's like missing like home cooking, goes to Chinatown and starts like talking to people, and they, he just gets mobbed.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. That's like that girl in London who had that head, got different
accent
and everything.
Switch?
Yeah, it's wild.
But speaking of accents, have you guys heard of this man that goes by the name of Albert Pike?
Albert Pike? No. Mm-mm.
Did you know this man, Albert Pike? In the 1800s, predicted every world war.
Oh, boy.
And has predicted also the Third World War to the utmost accuracy.
What are you talking about?
I'm already nervous.
Albert Pike, who was born in 1809 and died in 1891. He was a 33-degree Freemason. And I was...
That's the highest, right?
Yeah. Oof. I said on when we were talking about the Illuminati... I think I said like the 32nd was the highest, but it's the 33rd. And that's like, like you're like a Freemason. One could say 33 degree is possibly where the Illuminati is ranked.
I signed up, so we're going to see. We'll find out.
Let's see how quickly Andy rises up.
He was appointed by this guy. His name was Mazzini, and he was the leader of the Italian National Revolutionary Movement. So like Italy like taking over or revolting against the monarchy and stuff. But supposedly he was in the Illuminati and appointed Albert Pike as the leader of the Illuminati.
Okay.
In America.
Mm-hmm.
And so Albert Pike moved to America in 1852, and he was made a general and was placed in charge of raising an Indian army during the time of war, which I didn't look too much into that, but
What goes into creating an Indian army?
I don't know.
That's wild.
Are we saying Native American?
Yeah, I just said Indian though, because that's what they refer to him as.
Yeah.
Native Americans.
I hate that.
I know. It's so silly. But yeah, he wrote the book called Morals and Dogma. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about it, but I've heard that title before.
I have too.
But there was a letter that was found that was supposedly written by him, August 15th, 1871. So this was 20 years before he died. And it was a letter to, Mazzini, the Italian leader or whatever.
Mazzini.
And, this letter he wrote down basically the game plan of what the Illuminati was going to do for the three world wars.
Okay.
Okay.
So tell me the predict. This is 1850.
Yes. Yeah. This was 1871 when this was written.
So he never saw a world war.
He never saw any of the world wars. But listen, and this, it's hard to like figure out if this is real or a hoax.
Yeah.
But it's been in a British museum library or something like that. But It's just creepy because it's dated 1871.
Yeah, it's fact-checked by their government.
Okay, so the First World War, this is what he said.
Okay.
The First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars of Russia and making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by the agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to... foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used to destroy the other governments in an order to weaken religions.
Oh my gosh.
So that's literally what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Russia, you know, like Stalin and then Germany.
Wiping out the czars. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think World War I is the one I know the least about.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
It gets kind of confusing because like Germany and the U.S. and England, like they're involved in both, you know? Yeah. So it's like,
yeah,
but the Second World War, this is what he wrote about the Second World War.
Okay.
The Second World War must be fomented. Fomented. Is that the word?
Fermented.
The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed that the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel and Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance the Christendom,
yeah.
Which would be then restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for final social cataclysm. It gets a little confusing at the end.
Uh-oh.
But basically, he mentioned Nazism before the Nazi Party was even...
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, when did Germany become Germany?
I mean...
Like, unified.
What do you mean?
Like,
hold on. Like, not a monarchy?
Yeah, there was, like, different areas that, like, didn't they all come together as one thing? Like, from different regions and, like...
Like the Prussian?
Yeah.
When was the Prussian? That was, like, way before. That was before the 1800s, I believe.
I have no idea.
Prussia.
Yeah, that was when Mr. Germany invented the place, right?
Yeah.
That's when Germany met Mrs. Germany.
Robert Germany and Sherry Germany.
1866.
Is when Germany became Germany?
The North German Confederation Treaty, establishing the North German Confederation under the unification of Germany.
Mm. And so a monarch was put in place at that time?
No, I think the opposite. This is me reading Wikipedia on the spot trying to...
Well, there was a monarch during World War One, right? I forget.
Tough to be named a country... With germ being part of the first part, you know?
But the Third World War is the scariest, in my opinion.
But he never
gave
dates? Which
we're on the brink of, right?
No, he never gave dates. He just said these are how it's going to be.
This is what's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about World War III.
Yes.
What did he predict?
Uh-oh.
Basically, this would be the last world war.
Cool. Oh, because there's like a bunch of peace at the end. Because we all live in harmony afterwards.
Let me just read what he said.
Okay, cool.
So if we're going to take into account that this letter was discovered a long time ago,
yeah,
and the hoax could be that he lived through the first two world wars, mm-hmm. right? But that's hard to justify.
And when was it discovered?
I don't know when it was discovered. I think it was sometime in the 1900s.
It gave his death dates and the date that the letter was written.
Yeah.
Was 1870 prior
and
to
then he died 1871. And then he died in 91.
All of the world wars.
Weird.
So unless you're saying he faked it?
Or someone else faked it and said that he wrote it.
I see.
But the Third World War, again, this was discovered a long time ago, and it's adding up
quite
a bit.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So he said, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agents of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world.
Mm-mm.
The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other.
Oh, boy.
Okay, here we go. It's getting...
We're racked up to two. Clues.
Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on the issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. It gets better.
The most bloody turmoil.
Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization in the multitude delusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will form... Oh, sorry. I'm losing it.
You're good.
It's like reading in front of a class.
What percentage are you at right now?
I'm going back down to 42.
Oh no.
Hold on. Let me set that part over. Disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer,
oh,
brought finally out in public view.
Jeez, oh Pete.
Don't say the Antichrist. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time.
Oh, boy.
That is a lot. And that's a lot to look forward to, right?
That's way more detailed than the first two.
100%. And that's what makes it so weird. By the time we figure out whether he was telling the truth or not, it's going to be too late for us.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he was right.
Look
at the atom bomb.
I want to talk next week, because next week we have Blurry Creatures.
Dude, this is a big deal.
Nate and Luke coming on. And I want to talk to them more about this next week.
Yeah.
But they had a guy on one of their episodes, episode 199. His name is Ollie, and I'm not going to attempt his last name because I don't want to be offensive. But he has written this book, he's written a book, and he's done a documentary about the connections of UFOs, angels, and basically what is going to transpire involving like all this news coming out.
Yeah.
He made this documentary, and it was released in 2007, I believe, but he had started the research of it 10 years prior to that. So I think 1996 or 1997.
Okay.
And he said at this time there was no internet really. Like, you couldn't just like Google stuff willy nilly. So all of his research is based out of libraries and books and talking to theologians and all this different craziness. So it's like very rigorous research.
Yeah.
And it is so crazy, the connections that he makes with UFOs, with fallen angels and angels, and what he thinks, or what the guy that he interviewed, who was this like older dude who was a professor at some theology school, seminary, and the predictions of what it's going to look like in the end times regarding aliens in this false flag and the Antichrist and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And because I found it very interesting that Albert Pike, where he wrote about the World War III, where he's like, both Christianity and atheism will be destroyed. So atheists who don't believe in a God or a creator will now believe in a creator. And but then opposite. Christianity will be destroyed as well. So there's going to be this Antichrist in a sense, you know?
So he said the nihilists too. They believe you can know nothing. So a truth will be revealed is what they're saying.
That's leading to like the one universal government, right? Like
that's the idea.
That's the idea.
Because he talks about all these nations just destroying each other.
For Christianity to be destroyed, of course, there are believers that would prevail through something like that. And so that's maybe the great deception, but then also could we deduce that maybe the rapture happens?
Yeah, maybe.
At a similar time frame.
Yeah. It gets complicated talking about the rapture because there's so many people that believe it's this, or it's like there's no rapture, and it's like who knows?
Yeah.
You know, but like
maybe we should go around and actually just share like what?
Go ahead.
It's keep going. Fun. Maybe we should each go around and share our own opinion of who we think the Antichrist is. I'll go first. Oprah. No. Okay.
Josh is like, by the way, he's like, Lil, I have to tell you about all the stuff that I found out about the fourth dimension. Blah, 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 blah. Literally at like 10:30 p.m.
I'm
awake at 2:30. I'm so scared.
Yeah, it was two nights ago. I was like, just explaining, like, I think like the fourth dimension, if you like think about it like this. She's like, okay. And then she didn't sleep a wink.
I said, hey, you're really scaring me, by the way.
I said, my bad.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know anything about the fourth dimension.
No one does.
Or about the theory of it.
Yeah.
Or like, so I don't understand any of it at all. Like, just the tiniest concept of it.
We'll touch on it a little bit, but I really want to talk to Nate and
that's
Luke
what I'm saying.
About
it. We could do it next week. Let's do it next week, and then we'll do a deep dive.
All I'm saying is the fourth dimension has wrecked my world. It's wrecked my three-dimensional world.
I know, you're
world.
Talking about sharing it with your mom, and your mom's probably just like, okay.
My mom's going like, okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I've been telling Josh, I'm like, you sound crazy.
I say that. I say, I know this sounds crazy.
Yeah.
That always means you're not.
Yeah. But they did say in that documentary, they think that The Antichrist is going to be a hybrid of a human alien that is, in theory, a creation of the fallen angels, and they will have this power like the Nephilim did, of like this men of old and renown, you know, like they
influence,
were like,
yeah,
like they're just powerful.
Yeah.
And that, because it talks about in Revelation that the nations will be at war with God. And it's like, well, what does that mean? What does it mean to be at war with God? But if we're talking about spiritual warfare and UFOs and aliens being angels and fallen angels, that's a lot of quotes.
That's a lot of quotations.
It, like, could angels and fallen angels, is that what we're seeing that are UFOs?
Mm-hmm.
And do they, in fact, possess this technology to where they can be like fighting? Because they there was a war in heaven, you know?
Yeah.
And the fallen angels lost.
And we look at these UFOs that immediately can snap into another, I mean, just evaporate.
Yeah.
Is that another dimension? Is that traveling through time and space? Is that, that whole thing is just wild.
Is there a war or a casting out?
There's a war, right?
I mean, that's the thing. It's just a, I don't want to not splitting hairs at that point, but it's like, it's, it just depends on your definition of what you mean war is.
No, I'm saying there's like, a war in heaven.
Dude,
that's
my brain, every time you make any of these like end times assertions, immediately starts like thinking back to passages and how much study I feel I need to do. I'm like, I need to bust out all of the concordances and
yeah, Revelation 12, verse 7 through 10, it says, then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven.
Mm. So scary.
Yeah.
This is having that vision and seeing that and like, oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
So I came home yesterday after listening to that documentary and like listening to the podcast and just doing my own research. I was just like this on the couch. And it's like, I'm not scared, but it's just like, I was just told a lot of stuff that my brain is having a hard time comprehending.
That's what when you were describing the World War III thing prediction, I was like, that's how I felt. I was just like, oh.
And Josh is like this. Things. He's like, man, Lil, I really learned a lot today about all this stuff. I said, I don't want to know. I don't want to hear
dude,
it.
Dude, if I
and he was like, okay, but I'll just tell you this right now. But
if I had the same literal take on all of this stuff, I'd be panicked. If I had your literal take on like,
oh,
all
it gets me
stuff.
Stoked. Well, it gets me stoked in the sense of like, the world is lost in the sense of like we're seeing and reports are coming out of UFOs talks about the government's like we have non-biological human creatures.
Yeah.
And then it's like for me, I'm like there has to be an explanation for this. And there was someone that commented like if you believe something so hard enough, everything connects to your idea, which
You start seeing it. Yeah.
But I'm just like there's little ancient texts referring to stuff that we're kind of seeing today. Yeah.
It's not like we're making it up. It's just we have to understand we're not getting all the details taught to us. We're there are things being hidden. There are tons of lies. And so we have to figure out, put it all out there, and hopefully there's people that are smart that connect it and then God
can show
us.
Also, I want to say don't take my word for anything because I for real, I was praying last night, like, God, don't let me be deceived by like
these, this like, interest. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, I want it to be real, you know, like, real or not real.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to have, like, understanding of, I don't know, something happens and be like, okay, yeah, everything I was talking about is total baloney.
Yeah, and just be able to have that spirit of discernment, just knowing, like, no matter what crosses your path, able to just know this is legitimate, this isn't, or this is even worth putting your time into.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's tough.
It's important to remember, too. Scripture says his spirit is not a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. So if you're spiraling into anything outside of that, you're...
And it's not fear. Yeah. I have no fear.
No, I'm not.
This.
That wasn't an accusation. But like for listeners who were like getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I daily dose of anxiety. Yeah. Sorry. But one part, too, I just want to say this, and then we can be done talking about it. I just love talking about this.
I love it.
When it talks about, like, in the Bible of when Elijah was caught up to heaven, it said chariots of fire came down.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrew for that chariot actually means more of, like, a carriage, so, like, an enclosed vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's, like, of fire, so it's, like, of light.
Electricity.
And
like Cinderella's pumpkin.
Yes.
Okay, got exactly. it. All right, now I can
I just, I found that interesting because it's like, how else are you going to describe a spaceship back then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Via a chariot.
And this too, I know you guys are going to talk about it next week, but I just, this has me reeling about what they talked about on that Blurry Creatures episode about, you know, you always see depictions of angels with wings.
Mm, yeah.
And, but really what the translation meant was the angels were flying, mm. right? And they didn't know how to discern that. They had never seen an airplane or anything that is aeronautical, you know?
The
and
only so, thing they knew that could fly were birds.
Yeah. So they were like, oh, maybe.
And when you
like,
heard myths of angels, like they came from the heavens or like.
Yeah.
You,
yeah. Yeah. How would they get here? Maybe wings, because like, that's the only thing we know that gives you flying capabilities. But really what it could have been was a vehicle, like a UFO.
Yeah. Now when you I'm think of T-Rexes as a kid. Wings,
yeah,
right. And like, T-Rexes, angels, wings, full circle.
I love learning about this stuff, but it's like you have to even it out.
Yeah,
and everyone
yeah.
listening, even it out. You know, like don't become hyper obsessed.
Yeah, I'm like, all, I, like now that October. I mean, we're still in October when we're filming this, so I'm watching like horror movies every single night. And it's like just like the tone of October, you know. And it's like now I'm getting to the point where it's like I'm really looking forward to Christmas. just as soon as November 1st hits, we are literally decorating our whole house, and yeah. we are it's all happy vibes from there on out.
November?
Oh yeah, dude. Ever since I moved down to Florida, it's like you need at least 2 full months to get into the spirit.
I'm in agreement. Because
it's so, it'll be 95 degrees at the end of November, and it's going to be like, we'll be in the middle of a hurricane probably. Yeah. It's just going to be, but I'll be inside with hot cocoa and Santa Claus on the TV.
But like what you were saying, Josh, the truth of it is that all of this necessarily doesn't matter. It's good to use your wisdom and your discernment because God does call us to that. But what matters is Jesus and his sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah,
the God who created is sovereign over it all. He has a plan for.
He knows what's already going to happen.
Exactly.
He also has already accounted for our stupidity.
And he also lives in the fourth dimension.
Yep.
Maybe the fifth dimension.
Do we have it?
I have no.
Cool.
I'm so excited to talk to Nate and Luke about this stuff.
I'm so excited. You said Blurred Creatures, but if you guys don't know what Blurred Creatures is,
go listen to them.
It's a podcast hosted by two guys. What are their names?
Nate and Luke.
We're going to meet them next week. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great conversation, and they're going to be on for our half episode on Patreon as well. So if you love this episode and you want to continue the party, head on over to patreon.com.
That's right. / ninjas or butterflies.
Babu.
Okay, that's it.
Hey, thank you so much for watching. Share this podcast with a friend.
Yeah.
Hope you had fun. And to the Moon family, thanks for listening. Have fun today.
Fly me to the moon. Let me sail among the sun.
Wow.
Flat. Make sure to review us 5 stars and everything.
It helps Love us you. A ton.
It
Please.
Does. It really does.
We're trying to get to 1 million.
Also go to sundaycoolswag.com to get some merch.
Oh,
like
maybe like
JFK, avenge me.
Maybe a beanie.
Ooh, maybe what? Black. Hey, Black Friday's coming up. Are we gonna have some Black Friday sales, Josh?
Maybe we'll have 3 different colors of ninjas or butterflies beanies on there.
Too bad we're not heading into a cold wintry season.
Bummer. Okay, bye,
bye, guys.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly.
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!